Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 5th, 2018. Welcome to Day 382.
I think this is not a good day for Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. I'm supposed to make a deal with her.
The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump accused Democrats of being un-American and treasonous because they didn't clap for him during his State of the Union address.
Did anybody happen to see the State of the Union address? Right? Okay. So I got good marks. But I said you have the lowest black unemployment in the history of our country. It was like, it was a game. You know, they play games. They were told, don't even make a facial movement. And I'm talking about, you have the lowest Hispanic unemployment in the history of our country. This isn't me saying, this is the charts, the polls. We have the lowest in the history of our country. Dead silence, not a smile. So that means they would rather see Trump do badly, okay, than our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish. And it got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side, because honestly, it was bad energy. No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death and un-American, un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? You know. Can we call that treason? Why not? I mean, they certainly didn't seem to love our country very much.
Trump added, quote, your paychecks are going way up and your taxes are going way down, end quote. Next, CNN Money says the Dow had its worst single-day decline ever, plunging 1,175 points to close at 24,346. The drop came as Trump was touting the strength of the economy during his speech in Ohio. CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News all cut away from Trump's speech to cover the market plunge. The S&P 500, meanwhile, fell by more than 4%. Next, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Senators John McCain and Christopher Coons will introduce a bipartisan immigration deal aimed at reaching a budget deal before the federal government's current funding expires on Friday. The legislation does not contain funding for the border wall. CNN says the White House dismissed the bipartisan immigration deal as a non-starter before it was formally introduced. Trump tweeted that, quote, any deal on DACA that does not include strong border security and the desperately needed wall is a total waste of time, end quote. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has scaled back its Equifax probe. Hackers stole the personal data from more than 143 million Americans in a September breach at the credit bureau. The New York Times says Paul Ryan celebrated a secretary's $1.50 weekly increase on Twitter as a sign of the Republican tax plan's success. He deleted the tweet after lawmakers and social media users criticized him. Quote, a secretary at a public high school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, said she was pleasantly surprised her pay went up $1.50 a week. She said that will more than cover her Costco membership for the year, the tweet read. Next, CNN says the House Intelligence Committee will likely vote to make the Democratic memo public, which rebuts allegations that the FBI abused surveillance laws. Republicans are expected to approve the release, which would send the memo to Trump's desk this week for approval. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that Donald Trump accused Adam Schiff of being, quote, one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington, end quote. He called the California representative Little Adam Schiff and said that he must be stopped. Schiff fired back, quote, Mr. President, I see you've had a busy morning of executive time. Later, Schiff told CNN that, quote, it may be time for General Kelly to give the president a timeout, end quote. And finally, the Associated Press and Reuters are reporting that the U.S. Supreme Court will allow Pennsylvania to redraw its congressional districts, rejecting an emergency GOP request to stop a reworking of the electoral districts. Last month, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that the current maps violate the state constitution and unfairly benefit Republicans. The new districts are expected to be in place by February 19th for use in the May 15th congressional primaries. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, some Philadelphia Eagles players plan to skip the White House visit because of opposition to Trump. Two, Department of Homeland Security documents for a Super Bowl terrorism drill were found in the seat back pocket on a commercial airliner. Three, the Pentagon audit says the agency can't account for more than $800 million in construction projects. Four, the former leader of the American Nazi Party is running unopposed in the Republican primary for Illinois' 3rd Congressional District. And five, the Justice Department sided with Robert Mueller in a lawsuit filed against him by Paul Manafort. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.